Welcome to Axis Moneynomics by Axis Mutual Fund.
Have you ever heard your grandmother say that in my day you could buy a week's worth of groceries with just 1 rupee? How much does it cost now? 1,000 rupees? 2,000 rupees? Well, what is happening? Why do the cost of things keep increasing? If the cost of everything rises, is the value of my savings going down? Well, in 2022, the average inflation in India was 6.9%. Now, what does this mean for us? Let's find out. Hello and welcome to the 6th episode of Axis Moneynomics. This is your host and money mentor, Rashmi from Axis Mutual Fund. In this episode, we will talk about what is inflation and how it affects us. But we don't stop there. We will also take you through some steps on how to deal with inflation. But before we start, I want you to add this podcast to your playlist because there's a lot more interesting talk coming up. They say that in 2022, petrol prices went so high that even coronavirus started traveling a lot less. As children, I'm sure you may have heard your parents complain about rising prices. This concept of rising prices over time is called inflation. But folks, the reality is that in a fast-growing country like India, inflation is obvious. Inflation happens because of two main reasons. Either because the demand increases beyond supply, or because the cost of production pushes the price of finished goods higher. Now, how does it work? Let's take the medical inflation rate in India, which was 14% in 2021, which means that in just 1 year, the cost of healthcare went from rupees 100 to rupees 114. Historically, India has been a high inflation country with higher inflation than the world average, mainly because the economy has been growing rapidly. Now, how does inflation affect us? If the cost of everything keeps rising, the value of our money decreases over time, right? For instance, I would need more money to buy the same thing I got for way less a few years ago. Now, this has far-reaching consequences on our savings because inflation causes them to literally lose value and shrink. We may need to save a lot more money for the future than we think we do. For example, when we are planning for our retirement, we cannot forget about inflation. How much money would we need to save, keeping in mind the prices of goods and services decades from now? How much would college admission for our kids cost? How much of a health cover would you need for the sunset years? All of this needs to be taken into account, keeping inflation in mind. So, how do you protect yourself from inflation? How do you ensure that the value of money you have earned and saved does not go down over time? There's only one way in which this is possible, and that is by investing your money optimally. Your aim should be to match or beat the inflation rate. However, while doing so, you must also keep your risk capacity in mind. Now, here are some of the avenues where you can invest your money. It could be traditional avenues or government schemes that offer fixed returns. Investment avenues like retirement plans. It could be equity investments either directly or via equity mutual funds, which invest in stocks of listed companies. You could invest in gold or silver, which have historically served as hedges against inflation. Investing in real estate directly or via REITs, popularly known as REITs, or thematic mutual funds. Essentially, you can diversify your investments across asset classes and aim towards wealth creation for the long term. Well, now let's just sum up what we just discussed. First, the cost of everything generally rises over time. This is inflation. But we don't have to complain about or fear inflation. When we plan for our future expenses, we simply need to take inflation into account. we can protect the value of our money by investing it optimally. Now that sums it up all. Well, that's all for today, folks. I hope you found this useful. Until then, this is your host Rashmi signing off. But before you leave, make sure you don't miss any money secrets we have to share. Subscribe to our channel and playlist our podcast, Access Moneynomics. And I want you to do it now. And of course, also share it with anyone you think will benefit from our talks. You just listened to the 6th episode of Access Moneynomics by Access Mutual Fund.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.